Welcome back to Sunday Central. It's time to preview the meeting at Coleraine today. A good mix of jumps racing and flat racing. The first four races on the card for the jumpers. The track is rated as a soft seven, rails in the true position. And to have a look at the program today, Travis Noonan joins us. A seven-race card at the Coleraine track. I think it was the Casterton meeting initially that was scheduled but transferred to the lovely Coleraine precinct. Good morning, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Yeah, 100% correct. This meeting was meant to be run at Casterton. It was transferred a bit earlier this week to Coleraine. So Coleraine racing for the second time this week after having that meeting on Thursday. Looks a pretty straightforward day, though, I think, from a punting perspective. A lot of the favourites are going to be pretty hard to beat, I imagine.
Well, we like that. Winner at any price will do. Trav, soft seven track we're dealing with. First four at jumps races. The first event on the card is at 12.55. Number 10 is out, Power of Words. And the Dominator, can the Dominator live up to his name? He's the $3 favourite.
Yeah, he's going to take some beating here, Dan. He's racing in extremely good form since returning to the obstacles this campaign. He won the Thackeray's Chase at Warrnambool in a really exciting style. He led all the way there and was too good for police camp and bit of a lad. And then last time, no knock and being beaten by Social Element, who's come out and won the Chris Steeplechase and will go into the Grand National as favourite. So he's got to be the horse to beat here, the Dominator. He's just racing in such good form, the 10-year-old, and back here is sort of in grade to Coleraine in just a sort of standard steeplechase. He'll take plenty of beating the one, the Dominator. Nine Mappings, perhaps the value runner of the race. He's a horse who's raced well here at Coleraine before. Is a track that's a little bit interesting, the jump circuit, so he can definitely be a chance here of running a big race at a price. Five San Remo was good last time behind Big Blue at Pakenham, and three Historics racing in really good form, having won his last two over the obstacles. 1-9-5-3 in the first.
1-9-5-3 in the steeplechase. Race number two is the hurdle. There are no changes. The market is headed up by Marinated, number three, at $2.25.
Yeah, he's going to take some beating here, Marinated. He was his last performance was over the flat, and he was able to run down Clapchap there at Donald. It was a nice sort of last 200 he put in to win. Start prior, he was good over the obstacles at Casterton when running third behind Kapuzna. I think in this race, he looks really well suited. He gets Stephen Pateman on board, and he's hard to go around here, Marinated. From the two, Distress Signal, who's been pretty good at both of his jumps runs, but he's just been getting probably too far back. If they can get him into the race a little bit earlier, he may be able to improve on his finishing positions there, the two, Distress Signal. One, Buffalo Bill's racing in really consistent form. He's placed his last two over the obstacles and has to be a chance. And next best will go with the 9 Onset, who's a similar sort of story, racing well without winning over the obstacles. 3-2-1-9 in the second.
3-2-1-9, race 2. Race 3, the scratching is number 9, Solodka. And the favourite is Hakuna Matata, number 8 at $3.
Yeah, having its first start over the jumps here in Australia, Hakuna Matata hasn't had a jumps trial, which is interesting, but did have a jump start earlier this sort of season in New Zealand back on the 22nd of May. So hasn't been long since it's been at the jumps. Both runs for the Pruska camp have been pretty good at Warrnambool and Donald, so comes here in form. But having his first start here over the jumps in Australia, I was just inclined to risk it. I'm going with the 6 Scriber, who's been reasonable at both of his jumps attempts, but he just seems... Well, he's had 3 now, sorry. He just seems to scramble that last one. And interestingly enough today, he gets a change of rider, which may suit him. So I think this could be the day for Scriber number 6, who's definitely got the talent on the flat to win this race. From the 8, Hakuna Matata, who, as I mentioned, is racing in really good form. 1, California Firebirds, put into good performances these last couple and was strong last time at Pakenham. I think the step up in that extra 100 metres will do him a world of good. And four, not usual dream, was good last time, chasing a pretty handy hurdler in Tamarack. 6, 8, 1, and 4 in the third.
6, 8, 1, and 4 in the third. By the way, the steeple track is rated as a heavy 10, so it must have rained a little bit more on the steeple track, Trav, than it did on the flat track there. Race 4, first leg of the quaddie coming up, the main quaddie, and the scratching is number 2, which is Elfie D, and Eckhart is the $1.90 favourite.
Yeah, he's going to take plenty of beating here. Eckhart, as we sort of said at the start, this meeting looks like it'll play fairly straight, and he's one of the reasons why. He's second at Warrnambool behind Valak over the May Carnival, was very good. He then ran second to Out and Dreaming at Soundown, beating Mawani Machine, went to Caston, too good for Bakery Hill, and then he travelled into the race last time at Pakenham like he was nearly going to really run up to Mawani Machine, and then he made a bit of a mess of the second last and got pulled out of the last flight and was failed to finish the course. So he had definite excuses last time. I think he'll bounce back here for Aaron Mitchell. I think he's just the class runner of the race, and he'll take a power of beating here, the 1 Eckhart. Happy to be with him from 4, Karakoram. He's a very consistent little horse, always tends to run well, but does, at this level, sort of find one a little bit better. But he's definitely a chance. I think they're two clear top chances. 8 Soe, having his first run of the obstacles, will run well, was decent last time at Caulfield, and 6 Kapuzna has at least won a hurdle in the past. 1, 4, 8, and 6.
1, 4, 8, 6, first leg of the quaddy. So that completes the jumps racing. The first of the high weight flat races come up, race number 5, and the scratchings here are 6, 9, and 13.
Yeah, I think in the flat races, it's important to note that Aaron Mitchell is going to be extremely important. Of course, he's a rider who was formerly based in Western Australia as an apprentice, won a Karrakatta plate over the flat. And he hasn't really ridden in a lot of high weight races. I think he's worth his weight in gold, though, here in the high weights today. And one, Chadston should put him on the board. This horse was pretty unlucky last time at Warwick Nabil. He just wasn't able to build his momentum at the right time. He does step up a lot in trip. He goes up here from 1,600 right up to the 2,250. Originally, this race was meant to be at 2,000. So perhaps that's the only small query is on his fitness. But on class, he's certainly the horse to beat. 1, Chadston, who's been knocking on the door this campaign. 3, Henry the Lion's going in good form. Now, he can't knock the way he's been going about it. He's run second at all 3 of his runs so far. Just whether he has the class of a horse like Chadston's the query, but he's the obvious danger. 11, Skytane, was a bit unlucky last time, caught sort of deep the trip. He can perhaps bounce back here. And 2, Glenn Forbes, was a reasonable run last time at Warwick Nabil. The step up to 2,250 is a little query, but can run well. 1, 3, 11, and 2 in the fifth.
So Trav Noonan's tips in the fifth event, 1, 3, 11, 2. Chadston is at 2.30 fixed odds, just favourite from 3. Henry the Lion at $2.50. Coleraine, race 6. The scratching is number 8, Grosvenor Bridge. And there are two main chances of the market here. Spenseriado at 2.10 and number 2, Clapchap at $2.50 fixed odds with Tab.
Yeah, not much between them. Spinciarado gets out to the 2250, having only had the two runs back at sort of 1400 and 1600. And while she's done the majority of her racing at that sort of distance for a good part of nearly a year, back in sort of 2019, when they stretched her out past 2000 metres, she had a really good record. So it's interesting to see her sort of place back at that sort of trip now. She's mare by Firiante out of a Saddler's Wells mare, so you expect her to stay the trip, and she's certainly probably the best horse in this race. So happy to side with a Spinciarado, Nick Ryan flying, and I think this is just a nice bit of placement here by Nick with Aaron Mitchell going aboard. From 2, Clapchap, who's extremely consistent. He's raced well these past 2 at Matara and Donald. He just does lack that sort of killer punch to win one. They're the clear top two chances here as the market sort of identified. 1, Atika Class can perform better up in trip. Beat Bo Thruster, who raced well at Caulfield recently, only 2 starts ago. And then the next chance, I think 3, Written Rules, who just got too far back last time. 4, 2, 1, and 3 in the sixth.
4, 2, 1, and 3. Race number 7, which is the last at Coleraine. The scratching is number 1, Able Stock. And Franquin, number 6, going for back-to-back wins, is the popular pick at $2.80.
Yeah, he's a daring sort of front-runner here, Franquin. He's a 9-year-old. He's only won 4 from 60, but he's raced well here at Coleraine in the past. And when he does sort of win one, he tends to hold his form. It was a strong win last time at Warwick Nabil, beating Spinciarato and Stradari, where he led all the way. He'll try similar here. I just wonder whether getting back to 1400 is a little bit of a query for him. Most of his wins have sort of come at the 1600, 1900 metre mark. And whether he'll find a horse like We Want Frankie, a little bit sharp, who's on the quick backup after running second at Pakenham on Tuesday behind Court Deep in a benchmark 58, drops here to a 0-58. Finds Aaron Lynch, who's obviously a very capable rider, mixing the flat and the jumps. And I think he's pretty well placed here, the 5 We Want Frankie. So happy to put him on top. 3 Pristine Image backs up within 7 days. Race well at Donald last time behind A New Day Dawning and Hot Seat. That's pretty strong form for a race like this. 6 Franquin, as I talked about, he's in form. Just that drop back from 16 to 14 is a little query. And Ben Barney, the 7, if it brings its best, can definitely figure in the finish. 5, 3, 6, and 7 in the last.
Race 7, last Coleraine, 5, 3, 6, 7 from Trav Noonan. Trav, your best bets in your quaddy for the day?
Yeah, best bet of the day. Nothing sort of fancy from a price point of view, but I think race 5, number 1, Chadson, should prove way too good in the maiden. The 2250 maiden, I think he's just got a bit too much class on those runners, despite stepping up in trip. I think the next best is race 1, number 1, the Dominator. I think he's very well placed in the first race. He's got some really strong form over the bigger obstacles, and I think he'll take plenty of running down on this Coleraine circuit. The quaddie, we're just going to play it really short today, Dan. Race 4, 1 and 4. Race 5, we'll just take the 1. Race 6, 2 and 4. And race 7, 3 and 5. So hopefully, just taking some smaller numbers, we can actually make a profit on the quaddie, because I don't think it'll pay too much today.
Okay, well, that's only $8 for 100% there, so a chance of a reasonable collect. Trav, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with Coleraine.
No worries, Dan, and good luck to all the listeners today as well.